Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Like Year of the Rat coming up.
That's pretty soon, isn't it? Like this weekend.
The 25th. Today's the 22nd, so in 3 days.
The new Curb Your Enthusiasm has this Happy New Year bit going on the very first season, and he's the same as us. He said, 3 days, that's it. Stop it. And, you know, Larry David is so hardcore, and people, it's like 3 weeks into it, and people say Happy New Year. He says, nah, you're too late. He walks past him. It's really funny.
I set the bar at the 15th. 15th at
it's done.
You're pretty forgiving.
It's done.
5:30 p.m.
Yep.
But only if you can't have said Happy New Year to them before.
Oh, so you get one per person in the first 15 days of the year.
Correct.
I don't know if I've even said it to anybody this year.
I might have
responded to somebody early on, but after that.
I mean, I would like it to go further.
It's not happy. We just found out the other day, Monday was the most depressing day of the year. So it's not a Happy New Year until the weather changes up north.
It's a common greeting.
Right.
It's a salutation.
So is hi.
Sup.
What's up?
Yeah, but
so,
dude. It's a limited one. You don't get to use it very often. And I enjoy telling people Happy New Year.
Too late. It's the 21st.
I just don't see you as Mr. Holiday Spirit.
No, yeah, I know. You're right.
This is surprising to me.
Yeah. I'm not buying it either.
In spite of his blood type?
Right.
Be positive.
Be positive.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a holiday spirit thing. It's Happy New Year.
The New Year is a holiday, and you're telling people to, you know, it's the same as saying Merry Christmas.
It's the exact same thing.
You know.
So too late for both. Good riddance.
Merry Christmas, I think you can only say right around Christmas.
Right.
A couple days before.
I think you get the whole month of December pretty much.
Yeah.
At least up to Christmas Day.
Let's move on. Yeah. Or I'm going to do this.
Man, that's a good ass. It's got two plump cheeks.
You gotta reload it. You gotta reload it.
No, I did, but that's a different spot.
It gets you every time. I think you'd learn by now.
The Year of the Rat is coming up on the 25th.
The Year of the Rat. That wouldn't have been a good song. Yeah.
Spring Festival is the 25th through the 4th of February.
In China.
In China?
Yeah.
They
don't eat rats in China, do they? That's more of a Korean thing, right?
No answer to that.
I'm asking. I don't know.
I'm sure there's some rat eaters in China.
Well, I bet there is. But I mean on purpose. I mean, not this. People not starving. Is that a delicacy in China, or is that a Korean thing or a Vietnamese thing? We've seen Zimmers eating rats.
Rats are regularly eaten in Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, parts of the Philippines and Indonesia, Thailand, Ghana, China, and Vietnam.
There you go. Everywhere.
Are they a delicacy or a necessity?
Yes.
Depending on the rat.
Yeah, that sounds like starving people.
Yeah.
I'm guessing anything that comes in as mass quantities as rats usually do is not a delicacy.
No.
Yeah, but nobody has a rat farm.
Well, you don't have to.
There's nobody out there raising rats.
They probably do.
They're
pets.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, they are pets. Rats are pets.
Okay, so they'd farm them like they would fish?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know that you drown your rat.
Last night.
Oh, so they're just pets. They're not being raised as
They are my Achilles heel.
They are also
rats are
science.
Disgusting.
They're also used in science.
That's right.
Your lab rat.
Yeah.
Figuring that out on the spot right here.
And you don't go just, you know, find them in the trash can.
No.
No, they got to be a special kind
of
rat.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah. Certified science rat.
Right, because you don't want to pick up a diseased rat and start experimenting on them because that's going to affect the outcome of your experiment.
It could, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that he's diseased is a fact. That would screw up your whole research project.
Mm-hmm. It could.
So, Chinese people, happy Year of the Rat.
Yeah, it's a time of celebration to welcome the new year is this spring festival and allow a fortune and happiness in the new year.
But it's not spring.
Doesn't matter. It's the spring festival.
It's the middle of damn winter.
They call it the spring festival.
And does it happen at every time this year, or is that kind of a floater?
The floater is the new year.
Okay. Yep.
And I believe taking with it the spring festival.
But it's not the 25th of January on our calendar every year.
Correct. It's a floater.
That's what I asked.
Yeah, that's why I say yes, it's a floater, and the spring festival follows it.
It's like Easter. I can never figure out when Easter is going to be. The highest.
Depends when Jesus comes out of the woods there.
Holy holidays.
It's woods, right?
No, he came out of a cave.
Yeah.
It's when your wife tells you there's a family dinner to go to.
Oh, nope. Yeah.
That's when it is. Oh, is that this weekend? Oh.
So that here are sucks. Some here are some taboos during the Chinese New Year. Follow these.
Even for us non-Chinese?
And fortune will smile on you.
Promise?
Yeah.
Well, the fables. I love a good fable. You mentioned Jesus earlier. Good fables.
What? How's this a fable?
Well,
because do not say negative words.
Done.
In this spring festival time, all words with negative connotations are forbidden.
Screw that.
These include death, sick, empty, pain, ghost, poor, break, kill, and more.
That's Monday.
You don't want to jinx yourself and bring these misfortunes onto you and your loved ones.
God, this is OCD territory here, isn't it, man?
Right. We usually cover all that in the first segment.
Right.
Do not break ceramics or glass during this time. It'll break your connection to prosperity and fortune.
What if you do it accidentally?
Doesn't matter.
Immediately wrap it with red paper.
And punch yourself in the head.
And then throw it away after the celebration.
All right, what else?
Do not clean or sweep.
We need a Chinese friend. I mean, do you know any? I mean, I don't really have any Chinese friends.
We have a podcaster that we know from way back who lives in Taiwan.
Yeah. I mean, she's Asian. We met her years ago, right?
Yeah.
But is she Chinese?
Well, it's Taiwan. I think they also celebrate.
She moved there. She was. I know. I'm just saying, was she Chinese descent before she?
I want to say they celebrate
she
the Chinese.
She was in the studio years ago. I know she was freaking hot.
They celebrate the Chinese New Year in Taiwan.
We need a 25-year-old Asian girlfriend, not girlfriend.
Good luck.
That we can hang out with. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Yes. I might, but I got a few people in mind that might have a problem with that.
I mean platonically.
Doesn't matter.
But hot.
Just a correspondent.
So don't clean or sweep during the spring festival.
I'm just saying every time we have some sort of festival, when it's Yom Kippur, we always call a Jewish friend of ours.
And forget.
We got a ton of black guys that listen to the show, and they tell us about that culture because, you know, we're white dudes. And so we need an Asian person to check in and say, hey, take any of this stuff seriously.
Sweeping Chinese during the spring festival.
Yeah, this has to be
sweeps away the bad
Chinese,
luck.
Right. Chinese.
Cleaning or throwing out garbage may sweep away the good luck instead.
So spring cleaning, basically, right there. Right.
Don't do it.
Don't spring clean.
Oh, don't spring
or
clean.
Or do it beforehand.
Oh, okay.
I can comply.
That's a good excuse, though. There's some lazy Chinese husband out there going, hey, clean the garage out, honey, but it's the year of the rat.
If you must, make sure to start at the outer edge of a room and sweep inwards.
Man, way too many rules.
And don't take a shower on Chinese New Year's Day.
I guess.
I can comply with that, too. Can I scrub my taint, though?
Yes.
I like to scrub my taint.
If it's Chinese, you can.
On a daily basis. I would really like a bidet. The more and more I think about it, I want a bidet.
Put one in?
You can add one.
Remodel the bathroom.
Yeah, but sometimes...
It's just a whole new toilet bowl, wouldn't it?
Yeah, when things get a little muddy there, you need a lot of pressure out of that bidet.
Yeah.
So that's what the garden hose is for.
No, it's not.
No. Not practical this time of year.
Get your ass out of the yard.
Or many times
my hose hose be froze up, man. I know. My hose is in the garage. It's clear. I'll hose down your butt.
Yeah, but you can't run the hose up to the toilet. That's, you know...
No, go outside.
Logistically.
Yeah.
But you're not going
to
poop
don't
outside.
You have to... I've never tried to bidet, but don't you have to dry off then? Because you can't put your underwear back up with a wet ass.
Well, I don't have, like... I think they have an air... Like a,
it dries your ass too.
Okay, you're right.
Butt dryer.
Yeah, but the old ones didn't. I mean, obviously before electricity, bidets have been, you know.
You'd probably have to towel off.
Towel off your ass. Is that towel go to the wash? Is there like a hamper in that toilet every time? You can't reuse that towel.
That's a good question.
That's a nasty ass, wet ass towel.
That's my butt towel and that's your butt towel. Yeah. And we'll you know, switch them out every once a week.
But I think if you.
My butt towel might have some brown on it.
Right. If you do the bidet in right.
Brown towels.
The towel won't get that dirty.
It's still going to be right up against your nasty ass.
Well,
and
no,
it'll be your clean ass.
Yeah, but even then,
I don't think you'd work it like you would a toilet paper.
Just right up in there.
You just dab your ass.
Dab it.
You just dab the wet part of your ass.
Right.
And hopefully the
We need a 25-year-old Asian chick that uses a bidet to check in.
That's what I got out of this. Also, if you're celebrating the Spring Festival and Year of the Rat, do not use scissors, knives, or other sharp objects. This, in olden times, this was to give women a break so that they didn't have to do anything.
God, speaking of that, I'll push.
No food prep or anything like that? No chopping up rats?
Right. Don't visit the wife's family?
Oh.
That's bad luck during this time.
So, guys, I think this was invented by dudes.
Push her off the hook this weekend.
I don't have to clean, shower, or go visit family. This is a great deal.
Yeah, but she's not going to cook for you either.
That's fine. Well,
you can order out.
Sure.
You can order Chinese.
You cannot demand debt repayment during this time. A show of understanding allows everyone a chance to celebrate without worry.
That means you owe anybody any money, you show up this time. They can't bring it up.
Yeah, good time to hang out with your bookie.
A lot of rules, man.
Do not fight or cry unless there is a special circumstance.
Well, there are too many rules now.
I know.
This is just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I like fighting and crying.
That's why we're not converting.
Who doesn't like no fighting and crying at the family gathering?
Oh, that's nice.
But, well, that's when you started bitching about this thing.
But we can't convert the Chinese. That's not something you convert to. So you can marry into it, though. There's got to be a white guy that married a Chinese chick has to deal with this crap.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
So no... Just no yelling at your spouse, because I got yelled at last night.
Oh man, isn't that fun?
All issues should be solved peacefully.
Was it warranted
to ensure a smooth path in the new year?
Here's what happened. I come home from my yoga class, and apparently there was some trouble with the carbon monoxide detector.
Oh, yep.
And I think Christy had attempted to dismantle it, thus setting off the security system, and the fire department shows up.
Oh, they showed up.
Yeah. Well, because...
Don't they call first? They call.
No, we got on the phone with the security system, couldn't remember any of our passwords.
Yeah, I hate that.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
And by the time we get done talking with them, well, we'll email you a password.
Right.
And, well, there's the fire guys.
That's a... I just paid my alarm insurance, like $25 to the city.
Yeah.
So did you pay that?
So I think
they can't hit you with anything? Okay.
Otherwise, that's a fine.
It is.
Because you're wasting their damn time.
Did they say, dude, what's up? They go, Todd, what's up?
Toss him a case of beer or something.
Well, some fireman recognized you.
I was still on the phone with the security people when she was out visiting with the fireman.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Todd. Right.
So, why'd you get yelled at?
That's just because she was frustrated. She was yelling in general, and I was the only one there to yell at, which I'm guilty of from time to time, too. When I get frustrated and there's no one else in the room, I take it out on her. Yeah. That's what spouses are for.
Yes. That's true.
I mean, you're not going to yell at your friends. You're not going to yell at random strangers.
Yep.
You're going to yell at people you love.
Yep. Whoever you're crawling in bed with, you're going to yell at.
Yeah.
Don't give New Year's blessings to someone still in bed. Or they'll be bedridden for the entire year.
Whoa.
Yeah, I never say Happy New Year to anyone in bed.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
They might, always yell.
She might not like that.
I don't
like that at all.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.